We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, what's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. You think there's a lot going on in Philadelphia sports? Indeed, there is. A lot. Temple season ends last night. Fran Dunphy's tenure as the Owls coach wraps up last night. Phil Martelli fired on the same day by St. Joe's. Flyers lose, and that one really, really hurts last night. I mean, the odds are really starting to get long. Let's put it that way. Sixers win. It was too close, though. They play Boston tonight, game of the year. And the Phils start in 8 days, and Mike Trout's off the table. You think we got a lot to talk about? Let's get at it. 888-729-9494. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie again, 888-729-9494. That didn't even mention Eagles free agency, which is just kind of continuing on. John Ritchie, Jared Cameron. Ritchie, Rich! What's going on, bud?
I learned something about geology, Joe.
Ooh, nice.
A boulder
yeah.
is a technical term for any rock that's bigger than 10.1 inches in diameter.
Huh.
To me, this is unbelievable. 10.1 inches is a boulder?
Doesn't feel like it
I can
be a boulder.
Whip boulders all over the place like with one hand.
Wow.
I'm like an ogre. I can throw boulders easily.
10.1
toss them about.
10.1 inches.
Yeah, that's a boulder.
Is Nick?
I got boulders all over my yard. I can kick them, I can roll them, I can throw them.
I knew it.
All right, I want you to answer the question. You think Nick Foles is a boulder or not?
Oh, man.
You are so gross. You have such a gross obsession with that. What is wrong with you, man?
It just cracks me up, man. It just cracks me up.
I don't know. Ew.
Probably 50-50, right, given the legendary status that we hear about.
All right, apparently legendary to you.
All right, 888-729-9494. Talking about his arm, by the way. 888-729-9494. Let's hit it. A lot going on. Temple loses last night. Obviously, you saw the game react. It's a bummer. Yeah. It was kind of like a back and forth, and they you know, Belmont had that spurt in the second half, and Temple could never turn it back around again. It's obviously a shame to see the season end. Fran's career at Temple ends. Obviously, you saw the game last night. You want to hop aboard the phone lines, do so at 888-729-9494. Same goes for the Flyers. Obviously, it's not the finality of Temple's season ending, but man, oh man, that one hurt a lot, and Sixers' reaction, we'll get to that as well. So, much to discuss. Now, John, Trout off the table.
Yeah.
Mike Trout, I guess you can say beloved baseball figure, obviously someone that around here we had a lot of hope that would be joining the Phils. There was the Harper Trout thing going on, Millville, New Jersey, Phillies fan. He was at the parade in 08, grew up huge Phillies fan, the whole deal. He signs the whopper of the deal with the Angels. John, where are you at here with this? Mike Trout, what do you think of it? What do you make of it? And just what are your emotions about Trout as we sit here today?
Well, my emotions are getting in the way of my attempt to rationalize this in favor of Mike Trout. Yesterday, I was trying to reframe the whole situation to make myself feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bottom line is I feel betrayed. I really do.
Betrayed?
I feel betrayed by Mike Trout. I feel like Mike is one of us, and he made it obvious, and that was something that we all felt, and it was just a foregone conclusion that he was going to end up back in Philadelphia as a Philly. You know, like he referred to the Phillies as we. You know, like that meant something to me. And then you hear about the deal yesterday. My initial response was, you know what, $500 million. Of course. You know, like, good for him. And then it was, well, you know, don't you think the Phillies would have offered him something comparable?
Well,
you know,
sure.
If he'd waited. And well, and I guess.
It's two years away. I know. Joe,
I get it. I understand. Because I, too, was trying to rationalize this away.
Okay.
Like you are with that. Oh, it's 2 years away. Yeah. He has to be safe. bottom line is, I think he did us wrong. Like, bottom line is, it was right for him, it was wrong for me, which is very selfish, I guess.
That's not him doing the...
The way that I feel is that it was, like, dishonorable. And I think that's unfair to Mike Trout. I think it's probably wrong, but that's the way I feel.
Wow.
And my gut says, I just feel sick about all of this. And my gut says that me trying to rationalize it, that he's going to force a trade in 2 years or 3 years is me being stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that
was
now,
to tell you yesterday.
That was now a pipe dream.
Yeah.
And I feel as though I was all just sort of led along by Trout.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And I feel we were a piece in the puzzle for him to manipulate the Angels into giving him more money.
Yeah, well, that may be the case. That's also business. Here's the thing, though. When you say led along by Trout, where I disagree wildly with that is, I'll speak from my own standpoint. I didn't think it was going to happen for a long, 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 long time. I felt like I was starting to be led along by fans, and I'm not criticizing any individual person. I'm just saying there was a groundswell over time that seemed to indicate, oh, my God, this is going to happen. And I was like, no, 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 no. And then eventually I'm like, my God, everyone just keeps saying it. Maybe it will happen. And
I saw Trout over at the ShopRite, and he said he's coming to Philly.
Well, he never said that. But him and Harper,
But you would hear reports
you'd hear stuff. And Harper and him doing the text thing.
When the Harper thing happened, and it seemed obvious that that was a focus of Bryce Harper, I felt like Harper had talked to John Middleton
about how Middleton
was willing to pony up.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like they were going to do whatever it took to get Trout here.
Yep.
And I felt like Trout was complicit in that.
But
that was his plan, too. And now that gets ripped out from under me.
Yep.
The fact that he got a heck of a lot of money, and I know that we had something to do with that because those rumors were serving a couple purposes. One was they were getting my hopes up, our hopes up. Two, they were making the Angels realize they had to increase their offer.
Which
otherwise,
they probably
did. He was going to do what his heart told him to do, according to the rumors, and that was come home. I thought the heart would win out.
Wow.
And he went with the cold, hard cash. That's a sure thing. And, you know, I guess the businessman side of me says he'd be crazy not to, but the fan...
But you're annoyed at Trout.
I am very annoyed. Wow. I feel betrayed. I feel used. I feel like we were used to get him more money. And now the no opt-out clause hurts.
Yeah. Look, 888-729-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. Again, 888-729-9494 on the Trout situation. Everything went on last night and yesterday in Philly sports. Look, to me, John, to say you feel betrayed by Trout is ludicrous, preposterous, and absurd. I mean, the bottom line is this is a guy that has established something very special in baseball with what he's done in the first, whatever it's been, 6-7 years. He's a player that is the cornerstone of the Angels, and he's committed to being there. And by the way, they offered him a big old pile of cash, and he took it. I mean, like, I don't know how you can feel betrayed by a guy. I mean, we talk all the time as sports fans.
Because we would have offered him a bigger pile of cash.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't know that he's going to get to that 24 months from now healthy. You don't know that.
You're right.
You don't know that.
You're thinking that they wouldn't offer him that big old pile of cash, even if he had an ACL even if his shoulder got messed up. Like, listen, guys get fixed, guys heal up.
Not everybody, though. Ryan Howard hasn't had an Achilles. It was never the same. Chase Utley had a knee. It was never the same. It happens.
And they were how old?
They were a little older, but they were in the range of where Trout was headed.
No, they weren't.
Well, I don't know. They were probably, I'm guessing, in their late 20s or very early 30s when that stuff happened. Look, we could look it up. Point is, Trout, obviously at 26, is an unbelievable ball player. I think it's 26 years old, right, James?
26, 27.
27 for Trout? All right, so, I mean, 2 years from now, 29. I mean, what if he has a Ryan Howard Achilles in his final at-bat of the contract? He ain't getting $430 million. He's just not. Look, 888-729-9494. I think to be mad at Trout, and I understand the lash out. I get it. Whether he got our hopes up or Harper got our hopes up or other fans got our hopes up, our hopes are up, and I understand the disappointment, and I felt it yesterday, too, and I feel it today. I mean, my God, there was a possibility, it seems, that Mike Trout, best player in baseball, you know, maybe the, amongst the two best players in the last 40, 50 years in baseball, going back to Aaron and Mays, it felt like there's a possibility he was going to come home to the Phillies maybe next year in a trade or trade deadline this year or 2 years ago or 2 years from now as a free agent. And all that seemed real. But when a player who's the cornerstone of a franchise.
I think Ryan Howard was 33.
When he, I know he wasn't 33 when he tore the Achilles.
Yeah, I think he was.
In 2011.
2011. Okay, so I'm trying to do
in 2011,
he was either 32 or 31.
Yeah, all right. Well, look,
so that's real different.
It's different. It's different. But to me, it's like we always talk about how much do I lament the NBA structure and team hopping and Anthony Davis wants out and this guy wants out and blah, 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 blah. And the agents are going to say we want out. And here's a guy, Mike Trout. He does something that I, and I think a lot of us, I think millions of us appreciate in sports. When you're the part of a team that's not going so well and that roots himself down and says, I'm going to stick with this team. Granted, he got $430 million. I'm not saying he's a martyr, all right? But he says, I want to be part of turning this thing around instead of running for greener hills. And I totally respect that. And again, like I said, plus he gets $430 million, and you'd have to be a dum-dum of all dum-dums to turn that down and say, I'll play it out for two more years and the possibility of going home, and hopefully I have 24 months of staying healthy. Look, to me, it's a no-brainer. And to be annoyed at Trout, to me, is ridiculous. 888-729-9494. We'll get into that. I mean, where do you stand? Are you annoyed at Mike Trout? I mean, is that reasonable? I think it's very unreasonable. Are you annoyed at Mike Trout, like John, that he isn't coming home? 888-729-9494. Reaction on Temple.
How can Temple. You not be?
How can you be?
Because I believe he has a choice. This is his choice.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds crazy to bank on yourself in today's world where you want to take the sure thing, but this guy is that good. This guy's the best player in baseball.
I get it.
If I'm Mike Trout, I have no problem banking on myself. And I felt like this, man, the fact that he's in the stands, you know, every week once baseball season's over, like, I felt like that commitment to our town was very real. And like, that would influence his decision-making. And I, Joe, and again, I know from my experience, it was nowhere close to Mike Trout,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But when I was a free agent, I had choices. And I took less money to come here.
Yeah, the Raiders also told you they didn't want you anymore.
Well, they told me they would sign me, but not for as much as I would get.
All right, well, that's, you know, it's different than Trout's.
They
being offered $430 million.
To check, test the market.
Sure.
I tested the market, and I took less because it mattered to me to come here. And I know the guys do that.
Yeah, sometimes.
I know that Mike Trout didn't.
That's fair. You're right. 888, and I think it's the right thing for him. 888-729-9494. Are you annoyed at Trout? Temple, the loss last night, what went down in a wild day of college basketball with both Fran Dunphy and Phil Martelli, both in the same day, exiting, obviously, different circumstances. Flyers lose, Sixers win. Sixers-Celtics tonight. Biggest game of the year for the 76ers. Hop aboard the phone lines. Big day, 888-729-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.